Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Teaching with Heart in a Compliance World. I want to talk about a tension that almost every teacher feels, even if we don't always name it. It's that pull between what we know kids need and what the system keeps asking us to prioritize. Between heart and compliance, between connection and checklists, between teaching like a human and teaching like a process. If you've ever felt caught in the middle of that tension, this episode is for you. Before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First thing that I'm thankful for is forward momentum on projects. There's something powerful about seeing ideas move from thought to action. Even small steps forward remind me that growth is happening. Second thing that I'm thankful for is my ability to make a decision and move forward when I want to see change happen. See, not everything needs to be perfect before it begins. Sometimes clarity comes after we choose to move. So I'm thankful for my ability to make a decision and move forward. And third thing that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful that I'm getting to watch my own children grow up at home. These moments with my children, they ground me. They remind me of what really matters and why time, presence, and relationships are everything. Well, let's talk about the main topic now, y'all. Teaching with heart in a compliance world. See, compliance is loud. And heart, well, it's quiet. Compliance is easy to see. I think we all can agree with that. It shows up in pacing guides, right? It shows up in lesson plans. It can show up in checklists and in walkthrough forms. See, in teaching with heart, though, it's quieter. It shows up in our tone that we use with students. It shows up in the patience we show, in how we respond when a student is struggling. The challenge is that systems tend to reward what's loud and visible, not what's subtle and relational. And that can make teaching feel like heart doesn't count. But kids, they notice it immediately. They do. They feel when a classroom is run by rules alone and when it's led by a human who actually sees them. Think about that. Students can pick up on, they can feel when a classroom is run by rules alone. Boy, they can see it. Versus when it's led by a human who actually sees them. So that's where it comes in with talking about compliance is loud, heart is quiet. Let's talk about how teaching with heart can feel risky. We got to be honest about this part. Teaching with heart can feel risky. You're told to stick to the curriculum, to stay on pace, to focus on outcomes. So when you slow down for a conversation or adjust for a student or respond with empathy instead of efficiency, y'all, it can feel like you're stepping outside the lines, right? And a lot of teachers start thinking, if I just keep my head down, hey, I'll be fine. But that kind of survival mode, it slowly disconnects you from why you started teaching in the first place. See, compliance without heart creates distance. Compliance without heart creates distance. Here's what's happening when compliance becomes the goal instead of the tool. Lessons might run smoothly. Behaviors might look better on the surface. Everything might check out on paper. But the room? Well, the room feels different. It feels colder, more transactional, less human. Students, well, they do what's asked, but they don't always feel known. And over time, that distance, it shows up in engagement, in trust, and motivation. See, the kids, they don't need chaos, but they don't thrive in cold efficiency either. That's what we got to know is, yeah, we don't want kids to have chaos going around, a chaotic classroom. But if it has a cold efficiency, man, that's not working. Kids aren't going to thrive in that type of environment. See, heart and high expectations, they can coexist. This is the reframe, y'all, that really matters here. Teaching with heart, it does not mean lowering expectations. In fact, it often raises them. When kids know you care, they're more willing to try. They're more willing to take risks, more willing to push through frustration. And structure and empathy can coexist together. Accountability and grace, they can coexist. Heart doesn't weaken teaching. It strengthens it. See, teaching with heart is a daily choice. It isn't something that you decide once. It's a choice you make every day. It's something that here's the thing. Sometimes that choice looks like slowing down. Sometimes it looks like holding firm boundaries with compassion. Sometimes it looks like listening when it would be easier just, hey, let's just move on, right? And so it's a choice you make every day. And some days, choosing heart simply means showing up, even when you're tired. That choice matters more than you think. As I do a reflective close here, I have to say that teaching with heart in a compliance world, it isn't easy. It requires awareness. It requires courage. And it requires you to stay connected to what you believe matters most. There will always be systems, expectations, and pressures pulling at your attention. But the work that lasts, the work that kids remember, it happens in the moments when you choose connection over convenience. You don't have to abandon structure to teach with heart, and you don't have to abandon heart to meet expectations. The balance is hard, but it's worth it. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a 5-star review. Let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.